I'm Nicole Leonakis with independent candidate for governor Christy Myhos. Christy has set forth his ideas on how he can change Massachusetts for the better. These ideas are outlined in Proposition 1, a progressive document he plans on submitting to the legislature for approval. These ideas are unique and will restore the faith of Massachusetts voters that Christy is the right candidate for the job. Christy, tell me about Proposition 1. What does it entail?
Sure, Nicole. Proposition 1 speaks directly to the problem of the last 3 years where the cities and towns have been robbed of their local aid. Over the last 3 years, the cities and towns have been hurt to the tune of about $750 million a year. They're getting less in local aid today than they were in 2002. So what I plan to do is file a bill with the legislature that basically stabilizes real estate and property taxes for residents and businesses such that a property cannot be reassessed until a business property and a residential property is sold.
How did you come across these ideas?
Well, certainly it's a new idea for Massachusetts, but it has been done and tried before and successfully put forward in California in 1978. It was part of Proposition 13, but ours goes even further, certainly. But what it does, it takes out the huge swings in property taxes that are causing the elderly to have to give up their homes or causing families to look for homes in other states because they just can't afford these wild swings in property taxes here in the Commonwealth.
Why are so many people leaving Massachusetts, and how can we fix it?
Well, certainly occupancy costs are number one on a lot of people's plates, and that the tax burden here in the Commonwealth is one of the highest in the country. We've got to take the cost out of this, and we've got to allow people to use their own money and give them back their money. I mean, they voted for the income tax rollback in 2000, and nothing's been done. The legislature has just turned their back on a vote that was overwhelmingly in favor of going from 5.3 to 5%. So we really have to go back and do what the people want. But the second part of Proposition 1 is that we increase local aid to the cities and towns from less than 30% where it is right now to 40% each and every year. So it tracks the state annual revenues to 40%. That'll put at least $1 billion back into the budgets of the cities and towns that desperately, desperately need these revenues. And the final part of Proposition 1 is that no municipality will be allowed to charge any public school child for busing or extracurricular activities. When I went to school, that was all part of the system. That was all part of the package. I could play for Brockton High School, put on a uniform, and I didn't have to pay $600 to play football. Many communities have to today. A young lady could be a cheerleader and not have to pay $150, $200 to be a cheerleader, or play in a band and not have to pay for that. Right now, these costs are just driving people away from participating in the full package of what they should be utilizing each and every day.
Are there any organizations that support Proposition 1, and why?
I'm really not interested in organizations right now. I'm interested in what the people have to say. They're the ones that are being burdened each and every day, Nicole. And anybody you talk to about Proposition 1, whether they be teachers, the elderly, people that work in social services, fire people, policemen and all, regular taxpayers, they're dying for some real property tax reform. They just can't keep going on the way they are. We're taxing these people to death. We're forcing them out of the Commonwealth. We're forcing jobs out of the Commonwealth. And this is, I know of no business, I know of no institution that can sustain itself with lower customer counts each and every year, and a budget that's increasing each and every year. The state budget's going to eclipse $25 billion this coming year, that we have fewer people to spread that over. So unless we do something, unless we cut costs, unless we make the state more affordable, the tax burden will increase, not decrease. And that's what my candidacy and my election to governor will do day one.